You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Become Mormon. Shout out to Joseph Smith, Donnie, and Marie Osmond. And we bet not get a Utah Jazz NBA Finals. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pod is War. Pod is War is brought to you by the good folks at ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And use your heads and support your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude, because you are smarter than the average fan. How do you do that, Christopher? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you by going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and picking up an official Chairshot t-shirt. We have something for everybody. You hate Keller, you hate Meltzer. Hashtag journalism. Do you miss the good old days of the Midnight Express, the Road Warriors, the Steiners, Harlem Heat, Rock and Roll Express, the Rockers, the Heart Foundation, Demolition? Guess what? Save Tag Team Wrestling. Are you religious? You're a Jesus freak? Guess what? Jesus did the job and his dad was the promoter. And many, many other cool-ass designs. All you got to do is go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And I guarantee by going to ProWrestlingTees/TheChairShot, once you get there to ProWrestlingTees/TheChairShot and peruse the plethora of playful shirts, I couldn't think of another P, but the alliteration was there.
We noticed.
Thank you. You're going to find something you like. I guarantee you. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. As always, I'm joined by Andrew Belaz and the commissioner, Mr. PC Tunney. Gentlemen, greetings and salutations.
What's up?
Whole bunch of nothing and a little bit of everything. What about you, Tony?
Oh, me? I think Andrew had a retort for you there.
Did I? I said what's up already. You're just quiet sipping your IPA, your beer?
No,
That's not it. That's neither an I, a P, nor an A. It tastes great, but it's less filling. And tastes great is in quotation marks. But more importantly, it's less filling.
Oh, you're still on that side of the game.
I also have a whiskey here, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I too enjoy when my beer gets watered down.
Or when your water has an aftertaste, that's more like it if you really think about it.
Why am I getting attacked right now? You guys are supposed to be yelling at each other. This is wrong. I don't appreciate it. And stop stealing my alliteration bit on top of it, Platt.
Well, he didn't stick the landing, so it's okay.
Well, he's not an advocate for the administration, apparently.
There we go.
What administration are we talking about? Oh,
well, boy. I'm an advocate for the administration that allocates alliteration all across America. So if you're going to do some alliteration, make sure you do it right.
And I am an advocate for the Platt Blast administration.
Oh, God.
Which you can also by going to presentees.com.
Maybe if you put it in the word defunct, you can get that shirt for $5. Pop myself, bitch.
I don't think I've ever hated you more in life than this.
Oh, I love you too, buddy.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting fucking night, isn't it, boys?
Yeah. It's only if PC can come over here and blow me.
We, Platt and I, wear the proverbial cuffs of fate. We just can't get away from each other.
You are, man. I don't know what karma has cursed you with me. I must have been a very bad melon farmer at somewhere down the line. And whomever I faulted, and I faulted a lot of motherfuckers, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize.
He doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it. Can't let him go. We're not done.
These PC shackles, please.
We're not done scorching the podcast earth yet.
Wow.
Can I get a moderator that actually moderates?
Well, he does it in moderation. That's what he does.
Do you know what the
key? Just like how he drinks.
Do you know what the key to moderation is? Moderation.
He's still mad at me because of yesterday's show on a Three Man Weave. He actually came up with a great segue for once. Like seriously, like on a broken clock.
Folks, don't you hear this all the time? Isn't the stories like I always did something for once? Like that's what I always hear. It means that I do it all the time.
No, I wouldn't say for once if you did it all the time.
If I had a nickel every time you said for once.
You'd have two nickels, which equal a dime.
Man, opinions are a fucking fabulous thing, aren't they, folks?
The Three Man Weave to find out what the segue was and exactly who stepped
over. Oh, it was right off the bat. It was great. It was great. I even held him off, and then I knew it was going to... He jumped the gun. He admitted it.
You waved him off like harder on Giannis?
Oh, all right. You know what? This is not happening. This is not happening today. I am not going through a whole episode where I'm the one getting picked on. We're not doing that.
Yo, shout out to Al Pacino.
This is horrible.
He just stuck the landing on that one, Jack.
You know what, folks? For you guys, for the listeners, I will trudge through what is likely going to be another 75 minutes of picking on PC Tunney today. I do have a full bottle of whiskey, so I'll get through it. Tomorrow might suck, though.
That's good. At least the show will be good. That's the only thing that we care about right now.
Well, we'll see. I mean, let's not count our chickens before they're hatched, gentlemen. I'm just saying.
Fair enough.
We're still kind of on the rails right now.
Yeah, that's true. We don't get off the rails right off the bat. I guess we have to go to the first topic then. See how off the rails we can get there.
Okay. We can do that. Let's transition like this.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Samoa Joe is back, and with NXT, he is now going to be William Regal's enforcer, as he tells William Regal, you cannot just trot off into the sunset yet. How do you guys feel about this position for Joe, the fact that he's back, and who else could we see possibly back in the WWE in the future.
Samoa Joe. I believe that's the correct pronunciation. I wouldn't expect a pale face to be able to land that, but I still love you anyway, Tony.
I just said Joe.
I'm not even trying to play you, man, because out of the two of yous, you're the least problematic. So, yeah, I wouldn't even try to play.
My face would like to thank your backhand for that compliment, dick.
You're welcome, pussy. But
wow. Anyway, did you have going with that with the Samoa?
Number one, Joe is just great at the wrestling. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what position you put him in, be it a wrestler. He was great on commentary. He'll be great in this role. In all things professional wrestling, Samoa Joe is going to knock it out the park. It just is what it is. What I think, and I don't have any insider knowledge, I haven't been perusing the dirt sheets or anything like that. What this looks like to me is a situation where they let him go because they weren't going to clear him, and he left to see if he can get cleared independently and maybe go somewhere and keep wrestling, and that didn't work out for him. So the E brought him back at a reduced rate, which if Joe loves it, cool. Good on the E. But if Joe loves it, cool. That's all I care about. But, you know, watching him last night when he choked out Adam Cole, you know, what came to my mind is, you know what? I would like to watch that. I would watch 30 minutes a week of Samoa Joe just choking random melon farmers out. I'm here for that. I would watch that 30 minutes every single week of Samoa Joe just choking random melon farmers out. Like, for example, Karen got a problem with some poor black kid trying to sell some water on the corner. Ask Samoa Joe come in there and choke that bitch out. Bitch McConnell want to say some bullshit in the press conference on Capitol Hill. Ask Samoa Joe come in and choke that motherfucker out. Hey, kids, you out here, you're getting bullied. Why don't you have Samoa Joe come to your school and choke that asshole out on the drill bit Taylor side of the game? I'm here for that in all iterations. Let's make that happen. We got 8,675.5 different television channels. You can't tell me that out of one of those, we can't get 30 minutes a week, every week, of Samoa Joe just choking random melon farmers out.
So you want him to be the Terry Tate version of just choking motherfuckers instead of office linebacker? He's just office enforcer. Your boss pisses you off, choke him the fuck out. HR doesn't like what you did, choke him out.
If someone is bothering you, who are you going to call? Samoa Joe.
I'm here for that all day. I could keep naming scenarios too, but we got other topics to talk about. So I guess you guys can say words now.
I mean, you're not wrong. Like, Joe's $1 million. Like, his biggest issue was for some reason, once he got called up, like, he hit the injury bug hard. And he just couldn't stay healthy for, like, more than, what, 3 or 4 months out of a clip. And then, boom, he's gone. He's on commentary. He's off commentary. He's hurt again. I don't know. So we'll see. Because this was kind of what they tried to bring him up as initially on the main roster, was, like, an enforcer. And it's a good role for him. He gets a little bit of contact. Maybe he can work through it, work into it. And then Adam Cole could be a good match for him because he's used to that style. He's used to the indie style, being in, you know, ROH, TNA, AJ Styles matches. So, like, it's fine. Karrion Kross against Joe would be something fun. And you're probably right where it was just a reduced paycheck that they kind of wanted to bring him back in on because they weren't going to sign him as an active duty competitor or whatever you want to really call it. So they maybe had to kind of bring his rate down for whatever they had him signed at. Where, you know, you're not getting in-ring competitor money anymore, so you have to realize what your role is just general manager, you know, announcer, whatever. So we'll see. I don't know. But I'd like to see him jump back in the ring again and actually fuck some people up, because if they can figure out what the hell was bugging him and actually biting him all that time in main roster, we should be all right. I mean, NXT deals with injuries pretty well. You saw the whole Kyle O'Reilly and Finn Balor thing got stretched out decently for them to both get healthy after breaking jaws and shoulders or whatever the fuck that was.
And I think Braun will eventually be back on that reduced salary as well. This melon farmer allegedly is charging $20,000 on the indies. Good luck with that, bro. That ain't gonna work out for you. You might as well try to hook up with them Duck Dynasty melon farmers and see if you can make it do what it do. But that's neither here nor there. But
on Braun's side, though, he has come out and said he hasn't negotiated with anybody about anything yet. So,
okay, cool. But back to Samoa Joe.
You know, just want to make sure we don't fall into our own gimmick of hashtag journalism. You know.
That's fair. That's fair. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, man. That's fair. But back to the Joe stuff, man. You brought up some possible matchups. I don't know if he's going to be able to wrestle in the foreseeable future, but hell, who knows? Daniel Bryan, Edge, Christian, all these guys thought that their careers were over, and they ended up getting magically cleared somewhere down the line. So maybe the chapter isn't closed on Samoa Joe. I don't know.
And Sting, too. Remember that. Sting's like 60, and he still got cleared for at least whatever you want to call the AEW contact that he's been doing and bumping somewhat. So you can always find someone somewhere that'll clear you. It just depends on if the company will take it as a valid source.
Yeah, that Sting shit always makes me cringe anytime I see him wrestle. But you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I'm glad to have Joe back on my television screen in some capacity. I love Joe. I fox with Joe, and I'm here for Joe.
So do you think there's any merit to like the Kona Reeves thing getting repackaged, coming back as a possible GM or anything like that, that just people we haven't seen in a hot minute?
That would suck because Kona Reeves is a good ass heel. And I think with some time and effort put into him, he could be a legitimate heel on this roster. Like, he's that good. And the only reason I say that is because I saw him at a house show a few years ago. I didn't even know who the Melon Farmer was. And by the time he came out with his Beats by Dre headphones and stuff like that, like, he got legitimate heel heat. And that's very rare in this day and age, when we all think we know more than we do. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he was able to draw legitimate heat, there's something there. So I wouldn't give up on him as a in-ring performer as of yet.
That's fine. Do you have any short list? Because we know that the wonderful commander-in-chief, editor-in-chief, publisher, Supreme, you know, Greg DeMarco put up his possible choices. And we already saw Joe. Greg did put in there that, you know, Regal might not step down. It could be thing. And there's a few others in there, so you can go read his article. But do you have anybody that maybe he overlooked?
No. Like, I think Regal is fantastic as the commissioner. I would have loved Joe to step into that role. But at the same point in time, as of two nights ago, pardon me.
Kayfabe.
I'm digging Samoa Joe as Regal's enforcer. When Melon Farmers get out of line and you put your hands on Joe, guess what's going to happen, Karen? You're going to get choked the fuck out. That's the show, man. Joe chokes you the fuck out. Let's do that. Peacock. Netflix. Hulu. Prime. Vice. I can see Vice hopping all over this shit. Vice. Let's do it.
Joe choking people out for 30 minutes every week.
You got some dude at the dry cleaner trying to overcharge somebody. Guess what? Joe coming from behind, choke his ass out. There's a million possibilities for this.
Why don't you just put Joe in the new Jackass movie? Because aren't they trying to reboot that one for like the fourth one, like 20 years later or some shit like that? That they're not dead. Well, the not dead ones at least.
Have you seen Johnny Knoxville lately? I saw that interview. That Melon Farmer looked like Warren G. Harding now.
I mean, he should look like dead from what we remember he did in the early 2000s. So the fact that like Steve-O actually turned his life around a bit and Bam's the one that looks the worst, honestly, if you think about it. Well, you know, in a way of speaking, like they made out a lot better than I gave him credit for, because I thought they'd all been dead before this year.
Do we have some NXT TakeOver thoughts, or are we saving that for an additional topic?
No, that was what I was going to transition to, but, you know, go right ahead.
No, go ahead. Transition, man. You've been doing well.
We're already here.
Transition.
There's nothing to transition to anymore.
Just like Ryan Dunn, let's transition to a different topic.
All right. Well, maybe I should have done that. Yeah. Well, Andrew had it. Andrew,
is this a segue?
Andrew had the main event in his top matches of the week, did he not?
I did, because I did agree with Adam's assessment, because I went back and kind of watched everything, and that was a good match. Like, everybody that kind of gave Cross shit for not putting in as much work, like, they did a lot to keep him out of it. And it was smart, like, psychology for the little guys to kind of gang up on the big guy to knock him out, and then the little guys did what they were known for. So there was a lot of solid psychology in that match, and I thought that was really fun. And the show wasn't bad. Like, nothing was, like, mind-blowing aside from that. I did like the LA Knight Cameron Grimes ladder match, but, like, everything else was all right. It wasn't a bad show. Maybe not the best takeover in your house, whatever you really want to call it, in the world, but the main event definitely matches most things that NXT has done.
Yeah, it was all right. You know, yeah, the main event, I think that was the match of the night. I kind of wanted to put the Cameron Grimes LA Knight match up there, but I'm just tired of ladder matches. So, yeah, it was just there, man. It's just, shout out to NXT. I'm just not interested in anything they have going on right now.
Well, not a lot of their main players are, like, super, like, interesting. Like, the fact that you got Bronson Reed is one of the more interesting people, and he's just interesting because of his size, not like his promo ability. Raquel Gonzalez is, I don't know, like, I can't really tolerate her. She's slowly getting better in the ring, but she's about as interesting as watching paint dry. Like, MSK is great, I loved him since Impact, but, like, it's not like they get a lot of development either, aside from being the cool flippy stoner guys, and Phantasma's just the cool bad guys who happen to have a Spanish flair this time around. So, like, eh.
I am digging Cross. He's a star.
Point blank. Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. I don't know why they took away the sexy from Scarlett, but okay, we're here now. But the package, the whole package, yeah, that's money.
Boring. And I also an like thing.
It's boring.
But also, whatever. Maybe so. But boring. I also like Swerve's faction too, where they just get around and start freestyling and battle rapping people. That's
Hit Row.
I like Swerve, man. You know, going back to my MLW days when I used to cover that for the site. So,
oh yeah, Swerve's good. No, yeah, I mean, he was good in Lucha Underground too. Like, Swerve is great, but
yeah.
I'm glad they finally gave him something to run with.
Yeah, yeah.
They just need to actually show them on the takeover. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe they could wrestle a match or two, right?
Maybe. Instead, we got, what, like, Mei Ying or whatever, like, mystical Big Trouble Little China and the chairs chick was. What the fuck was that? Like, I don't know. Did she shoot electricity out of her fingers yet? Did I miss that on 2 days ago NXT?
Like, that's hilarious. That's probably
looking
what,
for a blonde with green eyes. Like, what are we doing here?
Shout out to Kim Cattrall, by the way. But, yeah, I think I knew that one. I think that was that. I'm assuming it was Karen Q, and that maybe I'm racist for making that. Yeah, I'm probably racist for making that assumption, but it just seems to make the most sense to me, you know.
I don't think it's been confirmed, but the assumption since the beginning was that it was going to just be Karen Q getting repackaged.
Yeah, yeah. And I love Xia Li, too.
Oh, yeah. Xia's a $1 million. I'm glad they finally gave her something to kind of put her towards the main event, or at least a prominent role. But it's still hokey.
That
shit can only go so far.
Can we ban swords and you know, balloon ball, metal balloon ball stabs? Can we ban that shit? Because it's kind of corny. Like, Drew McIntyre's sword is duller than the storyline between him and Bobby Lashley. Like, do we really need people running around with these swords? No.
And I'll make a deal with you. We can get rid of swords if we can get rid of Tope Supersedos and Spanish flies.
I'm with you with the Tope.
Fair.
The Tope. I like the Spanish fly, though, because if they can pull it off well, nobody, it's not bad.
But nobody ever wins from it. That should be a finisher. Nobody wins from a Spanish fly anymore, sir.
Okay, you make a valid point there, but nobody wins off a Canadian destroyer anymore either, unless your name's Petey Williams.
Well, that sucks too. Or if your name is Ricky Morton.
That's a good call right there. Like, the two times or three times he's pulled it off, yes. I don't know. I like the Spanish fly. I agree about the dives in general are a little much. But, you know, we've seen some good Spanish flies recently. And they're impressive when they come from the right person.
Touche. I just think it should be a finisher, not a transition move. But overall, what are you guys' last thoughts on the whole NXT TakeOver in your house? Shout out to Todd Pettengill. why does Todd Pettengill's suit look better than the
the Dollar Man?
Because the Dollar Man put all his money in Dogecoin, and it just didn't work out. It tanked, and he's still kind of recovering, and getting all his crypto back. So don't worry about it. Dogecoin fluctuates. He'll be back up there. Just watch.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We're going to come back. Stick with WWE, and we're going to talk a little bit about hell.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
Welcome back to Pod is War right here, ChairShot Radio Network. PC Tony, Christopher Platt, and Andrew Snowflake Balls Belaz. Every Thursday evening right here, ChairShot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms, and on TheChairShot.com. Where we enjoy you to enjoy your evening the chair shot way by always using your head. If you want to enjoy your evening the Pod is War / DWI podcast way, you can grab a drink right now and listen along, because I can guarantee you we are all well on our way to being very lubricated, which isn't a bad thing. Let's get into the topic at hand. Topic number two is Hell in a Cell this weekend. How do you guys feel about the two matches we're getting in the cell? Do you think that they could have used those matches better in different storylines? Platt, what do you think? I personally like the fact that Roman and Rey are in there. I think Roman needed to be in one of those matches, or his storyline did. I don't necessarily agree with it on the other side. I think they could have put it on a better spot for the Raw side of things.
I actually totally disagree. I was looking forward to the Rey and Roman match just because I love Rey and I love Roman, and I know they're going to put on a great match. I don't think that that feud warranted a Hell in a Cell, however. Now, on the other side, with Lashley and McIntyre, number one, I'm tired of seeing these guys wrestle. I think that that feud has jumped the shark, even though I think the match is going to be amazing because they always have amazing matches. But I think that that feud warranted it. I think that feud makes
sense. It deserves
it. To have it, thank you, to have it culminate in the Hell in a Cell.
Take your time,
especially
buddy.
Especially considering, you know, everything that's going on with that. You know, the interference from Lashley, the interference from McIntyre. Like, that makes sense. That, you know, as of the two Hell in a Cell matches, I feel like that one makes the most sense. To be in the cell.
I agree with you that the logic is there, that it's supposed to be as we used to know it, it was the blow-off match. You know, it's just like this is supposed to be the finisher, the blood feud, whoever wins, somebody gets the shit beat out of them, and then we're done with the feud for a while. So Lashley and McIntyre makes a shitload of sense. However, I think Tunney's sentiment is going to be shared by a lot of people just because it's boring at this point. Like, it's played out. I think they dragged it on a little too long. If this was a pay-per-view beforehand instead of now, and then you squash things there and then you heat it up Lashley on somebody else, maybe. But this has gone on a while. Like, and I'm not really interested in it, even though I agree the match will probably be good because everything they've done is pretty good. And it deserves the Hell in a Cell treatment. But we also know that interference doesn't matter in Hell in a Cell anymore, because we've seen how many different Hell in a Cells end in wonky ways with no contests and random interference.
Do we get the Kofi heel turn? Does he come out and help here? I mean, they've hinted at it more than once.
I like that storyline, but I don't see how Kofi is a white meat black baby face. I don't see how Kofi could possibly pull off a heel turn, you know?
I think we have a title. I think we have a title.
Figure that back.
I think we have a title. I think we have a title. White, white meat, black baby face. Got it.
I mean, it would make sense in a way, right? Because Xavier's got his whole G4 and video game stuff, so they have to keep him, like, super shiny baby face. And if he had a, you know, a betrayal, like, it works into his gimmick with, you know, in ring and out of ring, you know, people can make jokes, make light, like, you know, top 10 anime betrayals, and they can just show, like, Kofi betraying Xavier somehow, and then it'll just get him in his feelings, and he'll, you know, he'll playfully bitch about it. So there could be a lot of decent work there with, you know, Xavier's other stuff. So I don't hate it. And I don't know, that would also keep Kofi very much in like that main scene. Like, not like he's fallen really, but they keep him kind of in that weird upper mid card and like tags a lot lately since his title run. So this would at least keep him with the main players again. So I kind of like that.
For me, it could be a great storyline where MVP sees Lashley's shortcomings and knows that Kofi's the better guy to back. And you could see a double turn where you get Lashley at some point becoming the face because MVP kind of disregards him, and you could have a big SummerSlam match. You could lead that storyline all the way into SummerSlam.
It's just difficult for me to see Kofi as a heel. Like, what make y'all think that Kofi could pull off a heel turn? I mean, he's on the Ricky Steamboat side of the game for me. Like, it's just not going to work out with him being a heel. It's just not. He's just so much of a baby face. I can't see him being able to pull off a heel.
I mean, all he has to do is betray the New Day. People are going to hate him for that, and then he comes out and helps Bobby Lashley retain. I mean, he
doesn't
over...
even need to talk. MVP can do the talking. He could just mean mug the whole time, and that would actually work well enough, like Shawn Michaels losing the smile kind of levels. So if we kind of had a quiet Kofi and MVP was doing most of the talking for him, and Kofi just kind of went off of raw emotion, then that could kind of work. Kind of, maybe. I don't know. It's worth a shot.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. It's worth a shot, but I'm not seeing it at all.
We'll see, because they already broke up New Day, technically, because they're not even on the same brands. So,
no,
I mean,
what's
there to lose? But Woods has that video game.
So they
tease.
So
you can't be a bad video game nerd.
Yeah, well.
So Miz, man. Miz been a heel this whole time.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up Miz. What do you guys think of the wheelchair bit? The first week, you get the slow-mo runaway wheelchair for John Morrison's entrance, and then the next week, he forgets and leaves him behind. I think best comedy in wrestling right now, The Miz and the wheelchair bit.
And I think that answers your question right there.
Well,
Miz
I'm
is a heel, but he's a comedic heel.
There you go.
He's not a, I'm going to beat you up and beat up your wife. Kind of, you know, he's not like crazy like Jake Roberts old school like psycho heel. He's more just like the comedy heel. He's the goofball. He says snarky things. He's the college jock. He's the kid that pushes people into lockers, but he's kind of a sensitive bitch when you kind of, you know, hit him in the mouth or want to get something out of him.
Yeah, because Kofi doesn't twerk and toss pancakes. Okay, cool.
They need a third breakfast.
That's the enemy betrayal.
Cereal,
he burns
the
pancakes. And what? That's when Xavier knows they're not friends anymore.
I mean, I think if they went to bagels, I think they'd be back over again pretty big. Breakfast, you got cereal,
in New York.
Pancakes, bagels.
In New York, as long
muffins.
As they're New York bagels.
Muffins,
too, so
maybe just the tops. What did they do with the bottoms? I don't know.
Shit, you're right.
You ever got hit in the head with a hard bagel? I think a pancake's going to hurt a lot less. That's a New Day, oy vey.
But then feel the schmear. Feel the schmear.
Bagels, it's fantastic. Instead of
he looks, Kofi looks at Woods. Oh my God, it's so hot! I'm spitzing.
Spitzing, Meshugana. Hello, my little gefiltas and yentas. We are the New Day.
Wouldn't it be?
Can I fill the fishes out into the crowd?
Do I dare? Do I dare say their new name?
The
no,
Judae?
Don't
you want me
it.
To
don't
say it?
It?
I just
don't,
did
no,
for
no,
it.
No,
worry.
No, don't do
I
this.
I threw it out
do
there.
Don't
We've
do
already
this.
Been over
don't
this. I am the more problematic one, so it's fine.
You should
it's
say,
fine.
I would, I, yeah, I would, yeah, okay. I'm not, yeah, I would,
yes.
I'm not gonna,
yeah.
Yeah.
The thoughts of Andrew Snowflake Balls Blaz do not necessarily reflect those of Commissioner PC Tunney and Mr. Vice Christopher Platt or thechairshot.com as a network, a site, a crew, and an organization.
But
now,
right
back
there,
to Pot is War.
Anyways. I'll say it, don't worry. I'll say it so you don't have to.
As long as you don't sing it, I mean, for crying out loud.
Would I have to do like the whole like New York Jewish kind of impersonation too? Like, hoy vey, it's the Jew Day.
Please don't. Please don't. Please, just let's not.
I told him not to.
Yeah, because that's going to work.
Yeah, that's the opposite. Don't you understand?
Andrew, stop. Please stop.
Oh, you want me to continue? Okay, that's what I heard. Now stop. Fine. Shit. Chris looks like he's having a fucking aneurysm right now.
Bro, you about to fuck up my shit with my consigliere. Bro, what the fuck are you doing?
He listens? I thought only like two people listened.
maybe you're right, but on the off chance, he is my consigliere. Okay? Shit.
I think Dave has a pretty... I think Dave has a pretty good sense of humor. I think he'd be quite okay with what's happened here.
Hey,
see, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you just made yourself an accomplice. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back. Pod is War, Chairshot Radio Network, right there on thechairshot.com. Make sure you always use your head. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. That's a place to go. Topic number three. Wrestling Grand Slam has been announced for the Tokyo Dome, July the 25th. The main event will be Shingo Takagi defending that IWGP Heavyweight Championship against Kota Ibushi. Andrew, what are your thoughts here? I know they had to actually refund and cancel an event that was planned prior to this.
Correct. It was supposed to happen May 29th, but the reason they had to cancel it was because Tokyo Prefecture was still under lockdown for that the outbreak they had in beginning of May, which messed up the entire Wrestle Grand Prix shows because it was all supposed to take place in that prefecture. And thankfully, after we got to June, like that was lifted, and now they were able to reschedule that show for July. They also announced that they were going to do an extended tour of sorts September 4th and 5th. Obviously, matches aren't announced yet because, you know, we still have to get through the other 2 months, but we'll see. I mean, as for the match, I mean, it's Ibushi and it's Takagi. It's going to be a good match. I just really, really don't want to see Takagi lose this match at all because Ibushi doesn't do it for me as a main guy. Like, he really needs to, unless this Road 2 stuff really tweaks his personality or shows me something else, he doesn't scream main draw. He doesn't scream the guy that can hold the company on his shoulders. He's kind of just there. He seems like a dude. A pretty dude, but a dude nonetheless.
Gentlemen, this is so rough for me. This is like my old crush fighting my new crush, and I'm so conflicted. This is like Miss Elizabeth at WrestleMania 4 with Macho Man and Hulk Hogan, and they were fighting for the love and the affection and the services of Miss Elizabeth. Like, I'm just so torn here. I will agree with you, Andrew, that the Ibushi title run didn't really work out. It went over like a wet fart in church. Second time I used that analogy today. But I don't think it's all his fault. Kind of like with Naito. It's not all his fault that the whole world just went to holy hell. Is he a top guy? I don't know. I don't want to see them take the title off of Thicky, though. I think that they've got something here with him, and I'd like to see them play that out. But I'm conflicted, man. You know?
I agree. You've got every right to be conflicted. I was conflicted, you know, when Okada and Takagi faced each other last week as we're recording this. But, you know, Takagi's been my boy since his Dragon Gate days. He was the only reason I really followed Dragon Gate for a few years. And I'm just happy that New Japan decided to kind of come off their weird unwritten rules about not pushing outsiders. And they realized they had something with him. They realized he had momentum. They realized he had support of Eastern and Western fans. So run with it. You know, make sure, you know, he one of the big things he hinged on with the Okada match was that he realizes his age because he's almost 40. So he knows he's not going to get a ton of like main event shots unless he could prove himself. So make this one matter because it might be his only one because you also don't know how long he's going to be in New Japan. So let's just make this one count. Give him until at least Wrestle Kingdom, please.
To be fair, though, that's not just a New Japan thing. That's a wrestling thing. you can go up and down the list in the history of companies. I obviously, you're about to contradict everything I'm saying and name the exceptions to the rule. But for the most part, melon farmers, especially if you're the top dog, you're not that willing to push outside guys. It just is what it is. Because you want to prove that your guys are better than the others.
When you're a known reference for Wikipedia, you're going to know the exceptions to the rules, okay? That's just the way it goes, okay?
I like how that's your gimmick now, PC. That's fantastic.
No, that's his gimmick now, sir.
For me, but he's the one that keeps saying it. That's my point.
So, you're the one on Wikipedia. I'm not on Wikipedia, Tony. Are you on Wikipedia?
Yeah, likely.
No, I like how he points it out.
No, he's not.
I like how
go ahead, Anthony.
It's nice. I appreciate it.
You shooter, downer of dreams. You be quiet.
Now Tunney's about to start his own Wikipedia page. Now we're going to, within a few hours, we're going to be able to Google PC Tunney, and he's going to have his own Wikipedia. But go ahead, Andrew.
Go to Wikitunney.
Go
to Wikitunney.com. No, Wikitunney.com. No, it's Wikitunney.pc. There you go.
You don't want to type in Wicked Tuna, though, because that's a whole different show right there. So.
Or Fournier.
Oh, there we go.
What is it about white people that love watching other white people pull fish out the water? I don't get that.
Do you like to fish, Chris?
I've never fished, honey.
Well, then you really can't speak on what it's like for someone who fishes to watch fishing.
And you're here for that.
I'm not all the time. Remember a guy, there was it. Well, you don't because you don't fish and you don't watch people fish. But there, if you look it up and you want to know the most entertaining fishing show ever, the guy's name was...
Bassmasters?
No, the guy's name was Fish Fishburn. He was fucking hilarious. He put a great comment. There you go. Pat already wants to YouTube this to watch and see how good. I swear, Pat, it's got to be on YouTube. Will you write it down? Do me a favor. Call Kreba in here. Get her in here. Because the Kreba side of Amber will like to watch a fishing show. Amber, maybe not so much, so we give her a couple cocktails. Hey, baby, we're watching this fishing show. I'm not watching no fishing show, but the guy's name is Fish Fishburn. All right, I'll watch a little bit. Let's see how good it is. See, that's the kind of thing that will happen.
I'm not even going to lie to you, Tuddy. I'm all in on Fish Fishburn. I will Google Fish Fishburn, man.
Greatest fishing show ever, Fish Fishburn. Check them out.
I'm not even going to lie to you. You got me. I'm sold. Shout out to Fish Fishburn.
Dude, look at this relationship Platt and I have. I got him looking forward to golf this weekend, and he's going to watch a fishing show with Fish Fishburn.
I'm literally putting the words, or the name rather, Fish Fishburn in my Samsung notes, and I'm going to look this up eventually.
Platt's going to get reprimanded.
He's going to get reprimanded at his job tomorrow. Christopher, why aren't you looking at the screen? Dude, I'm not even going to lie. Look at Fish Fishburn.
And then everybody's going to be like, oh, no, we like this guy. We know about him, too. Jesus Christ.
So,
anyway,
Wrestling Grand Slam. Andrew, any other major storylines you'd love to see develop moving towards this gigantic show in the Tokyo Dome, July 25th?
Okada loves fishing too, though, so that actually works perfectly. Since Okada did display or unveil, whatever you want to say, a new finishing hold, as he was fucking around with the Young Lions, because the Young Lions are testing their mettle against the main guys like Tanahashi, Okada, Suzuki. They've kind of running the gamut this road too, and he calls it the Rainmaker Clutch. So it's Rainmaker spin out, and then he folds you up cradle style and then grabs your leg with his leg like a Gonsuke clutch to keep you in the cradle. It looks kind of cool. You can see it on the New Japan Global Twitter. They've got it
probably is really cool, but that was literally the worst description of anything I've ever heard ever.
Clutch. It's a Rainmaker spin out, and then you roll the guy forward and you clutch his leg with your leg. You
I butt chug salt water all the time.
See, that was a great description. This is a decent enough description.
No, you can't really butt chug blue cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, the alliteration's nice, but it don't work.
Hey, there we go. These are all facts.
You want to give it one more try?
No. Really. Butt chugging blue cheese or salt water?
I'm talking about the haymaker shit.
I got a whole
the Rainmaker clutch
section I can add.
Whatever.
To Andrew Balazs' page. Man. On wikitunney.pc, we got two categories: Wikipedia reference and then butt chugging.
Yes. Yes, I'll make sure to fill that one out for you, what you can and cannot butt chug. It's going to be a flow chart. Yeah. I'm going to make a pivot table in Excel. It's going to be beautiful. Don't you worry.
Nice. People enjoy pie charts, by the way. Everybody enjoys pie
charts. Oh, pie charts too? Sure.
Andrew, listen. What? Tunny got me with fish bird. So, okay, the bar's not that high. You couldn't get me interested into a goddamn haymaker, rainmaker. Like, what the fuck, man?
What the fuck is a haymaker, rainmaker?
Try harder. Try harder.
Oh,
try
that'd harder. Be an interesting. The haymaker, rainmaker?
That sounds like what Moose
Otis
does.
Otis should try and do that.
Where it's just, you spin that the guy like out, a... then you spin around and lariat the guy.
Yeah.
I guess that's a haymaker, rainmaker.
That was actually not a bad segue.
You know, now that Mark Henry's back, it could be a haymaker, rainmaker, painmaker.
Could be.
You had to ruin it, didn't you, Tony?
And if he's got allergies, then he'd have hay fever before the haymaker. So
that ruined it. I made it better, damn it.
No, you didn't. So I made it worse.
Yeah, they were all bad. It's like,
I know. So we can segue out of this.
All right, I got you. I'll go to
keep digging. Shovels only go one way.
Okay, commercial. Like, here it is now.
Prefer, cancer or AIDS? You know, that's.
Oh, God,
know.
I should have played the commercial when I said no.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Pod is War, back with you every Thursday evening. You know that, Chairshot Radio Network. All of your favorite streaming platforms, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. It makes sense that you could find a pro wrestling tee there from The Chair Shot. Makes a great gift as well, I guarantee it. If you're listening now, please tell a friend. We appreciate it. Pod is War right here. You know, you can find this show on the Twitter at pod_is_war. Topic number 4 on Pod is War. We just talked about Moose a little bit. Let's get into it. Andrew, he failed to bring that Impact Heavyweight Championship back home against Kenny Omega. But we did have some other developments to this storyline and what we could possibly see moving forward. You want to set the table here a little bit better than I can?
I mean, sure. We could definitely address the fact that the Young Bucks fashion sense is that of like middle-aged dads at a shitty barbecue. Because that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, boy.
But aside from their fashion sense and being complete dorks, after Moose's failure to regain the Impact Championship, Sami Callihan showed up, attacked the Elite, the dorks, whatever the fuck you want to call them. And then Callis got in his feelings and told Callihan not to go after them, not to do it. Callihan didn't listen since he's anti-authority. And then he got fired. So since this goes up on Thursday and Impact is on Thursday, if you're watching Impact as you're listening, before you listened, after you listen, however this works, you'll know exactly what they did. But I don't at the point where we're recording this. So this is going to be the fun part to pontificate a little bit because it's wrestling. You know, he probably wasn't fired. Scott D'Amore is probably going to make some kind of like contingency on he's fired if he loses or there can't be something, blah, 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 blah. But I guess the easy dots to connect here would be Moxley doesn't like the Elite. Moxley and Callihan have history as the Switchblade Conspiracy. And then Kingston and Moxley have an understanding together. Kingston and Callihan have history as well. So they could always help Callihan deal with the Bucks so he can deal with Omega. And then you could actually see the point where AEW talent actually benefits Impact talent in the way of actually winning a storyline. So there's that. I don't know. Chris, do you see that going any other way?
Well, first and foremost, shout out and congratulations to John Moxley as well as his lovely wife, Renee
Paquette.
The bottom line is John and Renee just gave birth to a beautiful baby, and congratulations to both of them. Now, the interesting thing about this is, from what I've been hearing in my crackpot research and journalism by the way, hashtag journalism at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, is that Don Callis is no longer affiliated with Impact in terms of backstage capacity. Because, you know, for the past few years, he's been one of the bookers of the territory, and he's no longer affiliated with them. So I feel like this is a way to write Callis out of Impact somehow, some way. I think that's where they're going with this.
That's possible, because I've heard that too, that Callis either isn't EVP anymore or not with the company or whatever. So the kayfabe is continuing to treat him like he's an EVP, even though he's, I guess, moving on to other things in the business or something like that. So, yeah, I don't hate that, because that makes a lot of sense. And that slow, invisible hand unraveling, or maybe him just moving over to AEW full time to help Kenny with other things and get away from Impact would be good as well. But I don't know. It's interesting. I still feel shitty for the whole Moose situation.
Yeah, this shit just ain't worked, man. It was cool, and I will admit that. I thought it was cool when they were first going around and having Kenny collect all these belts on the Ultimo Dragon side of the game, but the shit just ain't worked out well, man. It's just whack at this point in time. And, you know, I'm hearing reports that Kenny is a little beat up. He probably needs some time off, but, I mean, low-key, this is the biggest push he's ever gotten on this continent, so I can understand him trying to hold on for dear life, but the shit just ain't working. Maybe everybody just need to go back to their respective corners and figure some other shit out, because this shit just, it ain't working. And you talked about the Bucks, and I will never pass up an opportunity to shit on the Bucks. I mean, they out here wearing bootleg Jordans and shit like that. Like, no, don't do that, man. If you can't afford real Jordans, just don't buy Jordans. That's okay. You know what I mean? Like, there's no shame in that. I'm going to keep it a buck with you, man. I had never had a pair of Air Jordans before until I got grown and was able to afford them for myself, because I couldn't afford them growing up. Like, there's no shame in that. But I went out here buying Air Gordons and shit like that, like the Bucks apparently are doing. Like, no, that's lame. And, you know, I hear Jim Cornette all the time talk about how they're the cool kids, like the Bucks and Omega and all of that. Sonny?
What?
Never mind. You missed your cue. Never mind.
He said Cornette.
Fuck Jim Cornette.
Yeah. There you go. And if I'm looking like, if they're the cool kids, who the fuck are the lames? Like, that's where we at here in the industry, man. We got three cool motherfuckers. The only cool motherfuckers in the whole goddamn industry are the Samoans and Lashley and MVP, huh? That's what we do. Well, that's where we at.
You got to put the Tongans in with Samoans, too.
They're Samoan. That works.
No. Don't lump them together.
they've been lumped, sir, as cool kids. As cool kids.
Well, I guess cool generalization is okay.
What, Pacific Islanders? Would
there
you prefer
go.
That?
That's fine. Man, thank you.
The saves you've been making over the last week and a half, you could be used in the Euro Cup or the NHL playoffs right now.
Thank you.
That is true. Goaltender Christopher
Plank. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, ain't that fast beat, motherfucker. I was born at night, but not last night, motherfucker. I could also say I just look like this. I'm not really an idiot, you know.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, wait till tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
No, I can't wait. Tonight. I can't wait till tomorrow.
Neither can I.
I don't know. I just also didn't like the logic of the Moose situation. Because it was in AEW's place.
No, I'm interrupting you here. I get better looking every day.
I see. Good for you.
That's why I can't wait.
You have less mirrors in your house?
That's why
your vision's just getting worse?
That's why I can't wait until tomorrow.
He does wear glasses, though, so there's that.
It's true. He wakes up pretty because he has to find his glasses.
It's a visual prop. It's a visual prop.
Yeah, if I had to squint every time I woke up, I'd look like Brad Pitt, too. But he looked like Brad Pitt from 12 Monkeys, though. That's the funny part.
Shit.
But I'm kidding. You know I love you, man. I'm just talking shit.
No, I don't know.
But yeah, man, this shit just isn't working out, man. And it sucks that they had to bury Moose for the sake of this whole Omega storyline, because Moose was starting to pick up steam. Even Andrew came around.
Well, I think part of the reason was it wasn't until, I think, yesterday that I saw people were saying he actually re-signed with Impact, because his contract was up at the end of May or sometime recently. and I don't think he was officially re-signed at the time. So that could have been the good old, we don't want to pull the trigger on you until you, you know, we got your name on the dotted line, so to speak. So I can almost apologize that away, because they protected him. They had him fuck up his arm on a bad dive, and they gave him the Young Bucks interference. So it wasn't a clean loss at all.
Yeah, but even so, man, you knew Moose wasn't going to win this going into this pay-per-view. You knew that, man. Right. They got something they're doing here with Omega. Plus, it ain't working for me. I was excited about the first
Slammiversary hard, though. And you really think they're going to take Omega off the card on Slammiversary if they're trying to push that?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like it. I get it. I don't like it.
Yeah. Right. I'm disappointed by it.
Gentlemen, I am eagerly anticipating getting to topic number 5. It's going to be such great shit, pal. We'll be right back after these messages about Chairshot Radio Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
ChairShot Network.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
No means no.
This next...
No, 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 no!
I will play it again if you keep...
No, no.
ChairShot Network.
For every time you push that no button, I'm playing it 2 more times.
No.
Chair Shot Network. Chair Shot Network.
I dare you to push that button again.
I'm fighting a losing battle here, folks, against the producer slash engineer on the William Wallace Braveheart side of the game. But you know what? They may take our lives, but he'll never take my freedom!
No!
Oy vey.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Best promo ever. The last topic for our one and only fearless leader, we're going to call this one the state of Selena De La Renta. He knows what it means. Gentlemen, what are your thoughts here on her being possibly bound to WWE, as I've completely lost Andrew here today on Podiswar?
Did we ever find him?
Hey, I'm still here. Good God.
He is
that was just going to be topic 5. Was just going to be the button and the Chairshot Radio back and forth. And it's like, there we go. Have a good day, folks.
Kaepernick kneels. Andrew Belaz reclines.
Yeah. Pop, that's hilarious. I shouldn't have laughed at that, but it was funny.
No disrespect meant to Colin Kaepernick, by the way.
Of course. But you know the climate. Y'all know it's a Chair Shot's worst kept secret how I feel about Thicky Ricardo and Selena De La Renta. I think she is absolutely phenomenal. She was great in MLW. She was the best part of MLW. Mm. She was basically Zelina Vega, just kind of a better version, but not with the same budget. So if she goes to NXT, I'm here for that. Get your money, girl. Like, you're phenomenal. Like, you're going to be starting this business. Plus, she's so young. What is she, like 25, 26, something like that?
Could you see her on the main roster?
She could easily go to the main roster, but
that's what scares me though, because they're gonna that's what scares me though, because they're gonna make her try to wrestle and shit like that, and that's not where the money is with her, you know. Kind of like Leo Rush, like the money isn't with him wrestling. I know he retired recently, but the money is him talking, because he's a hell of a talker. Same thing with Zelina. That's the money. Like,
you could use Zelina. You could use Lana as a good example. Zelina and Lana were both at their best parts when they weren't trying to wrestle. Like, when they were just talking, when they were just management and arm candy, even if you want to call it that, like, that was great. That was perfect. And Zelina is right in that kind of level, or Natalia, whatever she might go as, like, if they use her real name or some kind of variation of it. She fits well in the E, because her personality would not fit in AEW, because that's a circus over there. Let's not try to, like, parse words too much. And the character she portrayed in MLW was very serious, very cold, very, you know, clear-cut, very concise, and knew what she wanted and found ways to get it. So that's not an AEW gimmick. That's a WWE gimmick. And you've got Legado del Fantasma that could definitely use someone like her.
Oh, you're talking about Scarface and him. Or, no, you're talking about Pablo Escobar and them.
Yes, Pablo Escobar.
And them. And them. There you go.
And them. So she could definitely slide into that, because they like to think they're cool on the Pablo Escobar, like, fucking Scarface kind of light of the game. And them.
There's a new T-shirt. Say, and them.
But, I mean, no. Well, the thing, I'm not even going to relegate her to arm candy. Obviously, she's an attractive young lady, but she was running shit in MLW.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was the whole gimmick. Like, she was the baddest bitch in the land, and she was running shit.
Didn't she executive produce an episode or two?
She actually did, yeah. So she's got that under her belt, too, which is nice. But, yeah, she's, yeah. I would love to see her, if MLW, I'm not saying she's going there, or not MLW, but AEW. I'm not saying she's going there, but if they're not going to bring in Thea Trinidad, why wouldn't you pair somebody like Zelina with, what's his name now, Andrade? What's Andrade? I'm just going to say Andrade.
He's still Andrade. But he's like Andrade El Idolo now, isn't he?
How funny is it that Jim Ross can't pronounce Andrade and just keep calling this melon farmer Andre? That shit is, that's the funniest part of AEW to me right now. Like, that's the best part right now to me. That's hilarious. And no disrespect to Jim Ross. Shout out to Jim Ross. He's a legend, a whole legend out here in these streets. But that's
just very old and very white and southern. Oh. So,
budget, yeah, yeah. But no, what that's not a perfect fit.
How am I going to word this? Is Andrade even on a full time contract with them, or is it just part time because he's doing the AAA thing? So he has to fuel that match with Omega somehow for the Mega Championship. So
I don't know, motherfucker. Who the fuck I look like?
I don't know. You got your contacts. You got your dirt sheets you peruse on occasion. You were talking about, like, all this cracked out information you found. I don't know. Maybe you know a guy. Maybe you found something.
I look like Ashley Flair. I don't know what the fuck that motherfucker about to do.
I mean, you like Ashley Flair, so maybe you kind of wish you looked like Ashley Flair.
Flair, motherfucker. Flair. And no, I don't want to look like Ashley Flair.
There's another part to that statement you want to say. You're just not going to say it because you don't want to get your ass kicked. If Amber listens.
That was a good try, Andrew. That was a good try. I mean, he figured out you're going for the back door, and you're like, oh, side door, and nope, that didn't work either.
Yeah.
I literally just told you, Melon Farmers, like 7 minutes ago, I just look like this. I'm not really an idiot.
Sometimes you get worked up and you go with it, and then that's you hate fair. It afterwards.
That's fair.
Shit. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't want to see Selena in AEW.
I'd rather see her in NXT because I feel like that would just work better for her. If she kept the same gimmick and what she wants to do, I think it works better in NXT than AEW.
What about her causing Dominic to turn on his father?
Ooh, I like that, Tony. They wouldn't be that creative in a billion, gazillion, fulfillion years, but I like that because if somebody's going to make you turn on your daddy that got you this job, it would be Selena De La Renta. I could smoke a bag of that, man.
Andrew?
That's not bad either. No, I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't gonna happen. But
become his
cool.
own character, which is kind of what he needs. He needs to stop being daddy's little boy and needs to become his own thing soon.
Right. I don't.
Well, he needs to go back. Oh, go ahead, Tony.
I don't want him to take the mask. I would rather see something like that happen. Like
Ray. Oh, that's. I don't even want him. Like, but still, he's attached to Ray still.
Right.
Like, it's Dominic and Ray. It's the Mysterios.
Well, this
it's
is perfect.
Dominic. And I agree. I agree. It's perfect. That's what I said. I agree with you.
And I mean,
good
he,
idea.
He probably... He
10 points to Gryffindor. What the fuck?
why Gryffindor? I'm not associated with Gryffindor, you piece of shit.
But
I never even watched all the Harry Potters.
I mean, yeah, I'm just going to disregard that because I've never watched any of the Harry Potters. But he probably needs to go back down to developmental and hone his skills. But at the same point in time, because he's kind of lacking in the personality department. But if you bring somebody like a Selena De La Renta to come on and be his proxy... Well, shit, he doesn't even have to develop a personality at that point.
I hope Vince... Well, Vince is listening. We always know that, you know. And I shout that out there on Twitter, too. I was watching Raw. And Corey Graves, he's talking about tag teams being in sync and tag teams needing to be on the same page. And the New Day isn't just on the same page. They're on the same sentence. And I thought, that was horrible. It's... The line is, the New Day isn't just on the same page. They have it down to the letter.
Uh-huh.
That's so much better.
I mean, that is.
Yeah, but they're both still pretty bad, though.
Well, but if you're going to be bad, be good at it at least, right? So, like, all I'm saying is, Vince, I'm available, yo.
Yeah, but it's still pretty bad.
No, but it checks out for a WWE script, though.
Yeah, but just to reiterate, just so we're all on the same page here.
Yeah, make sure we're clear. To be clear.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it? Yeah. Be clear. Yeah. Use your words.
They were both pretty bad.
There we go. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I thought Raw was pretty good the last couple weeks.
Word.
I got some observations from the other week if you want to hear them.
Why the hell not, man? Maybe you can turn me around because I haven't been impressed with a Raw since I don't even remember.
I won't give you all of them. I won't do that to you. You can go back and listen to DWI podcasts if you want to hear Raw aspirations. But you want to know how I start them every week? Executive producer Dick Wolf.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's how you end them too, right?
No, no, usually something from Sting.
That's how you know that motherfucker know what he's doing, though. Shout out to Dick Wolf, though. That motherfucker done made a lot of money in that Law & Order franchise, and I think he's got some other shows he produces as well. But this is how you know he's an asshole, because this motherfucker had all his life to go by Richard or Rick or Rich. That motherfucker purposely chose Dick Wolf. I'm Dick Wolf. How you doing? My name's Dick Wolf. He knew what the fuck he was doing.
Well, just imagine
what the fuck he's doing.
Well, just imagine how that looked when he was in school. If they actually put him down by nickname, it goes last name first. Then that's just fucking funny. I don't think anybody ever made that mistake.
No, he got grown before he became Dick Wolf. You can't be Dick
imagine
Wolf.
Imagine if he writes a book then. If he writes a book under Dick Wolf, then, you know, they'd have to put it last name first. So that...
No, he was probably like Ricky or some shit like that in grade school. You can't be Dick Wolf going through grade school and not expect to get your ass beat. No, that motherfucker made a conscious decision when he got grown and made some money to be called Dick Wolf. And I ain't even mad at it. I respect it because I know
it. Something funny about the teacher calling like a little like 9-year-old Dick Wolf, like Wolf Dick or something like that, just reading it wrong in the fucking thing. It's like, wow.
I see you, Dick. I see you, Dick, and I respect it. Dick Wolf.
Waltz, Jeffrey. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Williams, Stephanie, Williams. Thank you. Thank you. Wolf, Dick, Wolf, is it Richard? It's Dick. Oh, it is. It is Dick. Okay. Thank you. Good to see you. Do you go by? I go by Dick Wolf. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got you. 7 days later.
Yeah.
Wolf, Dick. Yep, that's me.
No. Don't nobody want to fight that much in K through 12, okay? That motherfucker was not Dick till he got on and made some money.
You never know.
I know. Nobody wants to fight that much in K through 12, man. If that was the case, that Mellon Farmer would have went to the UFC. If Dick was Dick his whole life, Dick would be an ass kicker right now. Well, that's like Dick Butkus. There's a reason why Dick Butkus was so fucking brutal on the field, right?
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Well, so to sum it up, Selena De La Renta made our favorite Dick Wolf.
And Dick was Richard until he made some money. Maybe Rick, maybe Richie. But he sure as hell wasn't Dick. Dick wasn't Dick till the first dun 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 dun.
Oh my god! Well, that's, you know, the best thing is we started this show off saying it was still on the rails. I'm pretty sure we're not there anymore. So, do we do we end it while it's careening, or how do we do this?
We're just gonna end it, Andrew. Where can motherfuckers find you, man, and what you got going on?
Find me on the Twitter at IWC War Chief. You could also find me on thechairshot.com covering New Japan, NOAH, maybe a couple other things. You know, not AEW, not WWE, unless I feel really, really like moved or motivated, or Adam really doesn't want to do something. Then maybe, who knows? But, there needs to be stuff. And I think there's an All Japan show coming up soon, too, with the Triple Crown Championship. So I should probably cover that. So Japanese stuff. I'll do that on thechairshot.com. Chris?
Y'all can find me on Twitter at TheRealCPlat. But more importantly than that, again, I say it day in and day out, week in and week out, but it bears repeating. If y'all appreciate the content we provide day in and day out here at The Chair Shot, make sure we're able to keep providing that content that you love so much day in and day out here at The Chair Shot by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and picking up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. We've got Jesus Did the Job, #journalism, Save Tag Team Wrestling. I'm sure we're going to get some shit up there in the near future regarding Dick and Wolf and some other shit. But the bottom line is, make sure we keep providing that content that you love so much and support your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Please and thank you, and please, TheChairShot.com. We're not just a website, we're a movement. Commissioner, what you got going on and where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at PC Tunney, and I encourage you to continue to listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network. Please tell a friend to listen as well. All your favorite streaming platforms and thechairshot.com. A quick PSA from your friendly content creator. Treat every door as an elevator door. First people come out, then people come in. Unless it's pouring like cats and dogs. Enjoy your day the Chairshot way. Always use your head.
All right, I'll give you that one, man. Hey, shout out to Simo Joe. Shout out to the Simo named Joe, who's the best thing going in wrestling right now. Shout out to John and Renee. Again, congratulations. Shout out to Selena De La Renta.
Shout out to Miz in his wheelchair.
Selena.
Shout out to Mrs. Wheelchair. Okay, cool, whatever. And what Ball said as well. And shout out to Richard Wolf, Dickster. AKA Dick.
The Dickster.
The Dickster. Dickster. That broke me.
Dickie Wolf, man.
Dickie Wolf. Dickie!
The Dickster could be a good title for this show, too.
Shout out to Dick Wolf, man. We've all fallen down the rabbit hole of watching marathons of your shows. So you did something right, Dick. Shout out to Dick Wolf. Hey, man. Thank you guys for tuning in to the latest edition of Pot is War. For the Commissioner PC Tunney, for Andrew Snowflake Balls Belaz, I am Mr. Velvet Price Christopher Platt. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back next week, same Platt time, same Platt channel. Until next time, shalom. Shout out, Dick.
Yeah, we hit that rabbit hole like a dick wolf.
Jesus.
I have no idea how we got into the Dick Wolf conversation, but goddamn it, I love Dick, and Dick is good.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.